Pope Benedict XVI closed the second special assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa on Sunday with Mass in St. Peter's Basilica.
Venerati fratelli, cari fratelli e sorelle, ecco un messaggio di speranza per l'Africa.
In his homily, the Holy Father said the global development model should be renewed so that it is able to include all peoples and not only those already adequately equipped. The Pope said globalization is a human reality that may be modified and that the Church works with its personalist and communitarian vision to guide the process in terms of real, authentically human relations, of fraternity and sharing. The Church said Pope Benedict is also committed to working with all available means to see that no African goes without his daily bread.
Mentre offre il pane della parola e dell'Eucaristia, la Chiesa si impegna anche ad operare con ogni mezzo disponibile perché nessun africano manchi il pane quotidiano.
Faith in Christ, explained the Pope, when properly understood and practiced, will lead individuals and peoples to freedom in the truth, and then to reconciliation, justice, and peace.
La Chiesa riconciliata è potente lievito di riconciliazione nei singoli paesi e in tutto il continente africano.
A reconciled church, said Pope Benedict, a family of God without ethnic, linguistic, or cultural divisions is a powerful leaven of reconciliation in individual countries and throughout the African continent. In remarks before the Angelus prayer this Sunday, the Holy Father also had an announcement regarding the next synod meeting. He told the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square that during his upcoming visit to Cyprus, he shall deliver the Instrumentum Laboris, the working document for the next special meeting of the Synod of Bishops, which is dedicated to the Middle East.
In occasione della mia visita a Cipro, avrò il piacere di consegnare l'Instrumentum Laboris di tale Assise.
At this Sunday's Angelus, the Holy Father, as usual, had greetings for the faithful in many languages, including English.
We have just concluded the second special assembly for Africa of the Synod of Bishops, which has been a period of grace. I invite all of you to pray for our brothers and sisters of Africa. May the Lord, who granted sight to the blind man of the gospel, renew their faith, that they may always see and follow clearly the path of reconciliation, justice and peace, which leads to salvation. Upon all of you and upon all the people of Africa, I invoke God's abundance blessings.